This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Funding from the Children's Hospital Research Institute of Manitoba is set to boost mental health support across the province. Six community organizations have received PrimeX community grants to help close long-standing gaps in care, including the Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba, or MDAM. MDAM will use the funding to launch a new peer coaching program for maternal depression developed in partnership with Dr. Kristen Reynolds. Rita Chahal is MDAM's executive director.
What we found in the women's program was one of the most common areas that women were reaching out to us was around postpartum depression. They wanted information. Many of them were experiencing postpartum depression, and not just the women, but it was also their partners. It was their families.
MDAM previously offered long-standing women's programming, but budget limitations forced the initiative into hiatus. The new funding creates an opportunity to rebuild and innovate.
When the opportunity through Prime came up for us to apply for research, we felt this would be a good subject matter for us to consider. And we got into, Dr. Reynolds was on doing similar research and invited us to consider working together. And we accepted and we submitted a joint proposal. So here we are, and I'm so glad we're talking about it.
The program will develop structured peer coaching groups for pregnant and postpartum people experiencing depression, an approach supported by international research. Dr. Kristen Reynolds, clinical psychologist and associate professor at the University of Manitoba, says the partnership is about building supports backed by data and lived experience.
Really, we're hoping to first start by collaborating in developing a program that can be offered through Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba that would provide people who are pregnant and postpartum, who are experiencing depression, with services that they need at that time.
Dr. Reynolds adds that the project will rigorously evaluate how well the program works, gathering evidence to improve and expand it.
We really want to bring science into understanding, is this program working? Is this program helping to alleviate symptoms of depression, anxiety, helping to bring people closer together and help with social connection? And how is the program working so that in future offerings we can continue to improve and refine the program?
Peer support is at the heart of MDAM's model. Dr. Reynolds says this approach can remove barriers such as stigma, cultural expectations, and limited access to clinical care.
Talking to a peer who has gone through an experience with mental health in the pregnancy and postpartum period, as well as learning from that peer of evidence-based, effective ways to cope through problems, just really brings together the evidence and effective mental health strategies with a listening ear who's been there, who can understand what one's going through.
A major priority for the project is ensuring inclusivity, meeting the needs of newcomers, BIPOC families, and 2S LGBTQIA+ parents and communities where perinatal mental health is often stigmatized or overlooked. Chahal says diversity will be central to the program planning.
Absolutely, we recognize the importance of providing information to all of the folks that are involved in parenting. It doesn't matter what community they come from. It's parents in general. So absolutely, we will ensure that we look at a very diverse population, and the folks that we connect with, the ones that we incorporate into our focus groups and other activities that we intend to have, that is part and parcel of our planning.
Dr. Reynolds says the research design will reflect the same values.
That'll be a really important part of our planning and co-development, will be to focus on co-developing a service or program that's not only acceptable, but that's inclusive and that's going to provide a welcoming space to people who are managing depression during their pregnancy and postpartum experience, whomever those people might be.
The project is set to begin in April 2026 and will run for 1 year. Both Dr. Reynolds and Chahal hope the pilot will reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety, strengthen parental confidence, and ultimately become a sustainable long-term support for families in Manitoba. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.